From Lubbock Community Theater, this is Five Tell Places.
Thank you, Five!
So we're back once again with Austin Dean Ashford, and one of the aspects that one of the things you do that we haven't talked about as much is the music that you create. Like, we've talked about your music in the way that it relates to your shows and into Island Trap and whatnot, but we have not talked about just your music as its own separate outlet of creativity for you. So I want to take this opportunity to talk about that some, maybe showcase a little bit of it, that kind of thing. So
I'm down with that. I just want to ask for something as we're doing this, because
yeah.
I just found out it's going to help me.
Uh-huh.
Can we go back and actually insert the songs? Because if we play it on this podcast, when your song gets played on a podcast, it's worth 1,000 streams.
Ah, well then, yeah, we can totally do that.
Okay, you know what I mean? You know how hard it is for an indie artist to get 1,000 streams? So I might play a little bit to get us in, but then eventually going to slide the rail. Yeah, you know.
So, was the ukulele your first choice of instrument? How did you kind of end up there?
Oh, man. Actually, you know what's funny? The first instrument that came along for me was the drums.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was on the sticks. My grandfather was part of a band called the San Francisco TKOs.
Okay.
In the 70s. They had like some really, really awesome music that I started getting heavily into. But my grandfather played the tenor saxophone and he played the piano, but he was also like a Golden Gloves boxer.
Oh, wow.
All of that talent skipped his kids. And then we came. The grandkids came.
Up. There it is.
And we were like, oh, yes. So I think that was one of my biggest musical influences, my grandfather. Now my older sister, she played the sax. My other sister played the flute. My brother played the trumpet. So everybody's like, oh, you're going to play a horn too. But I like banging on stuff.
Yeah. Somebody's
got
to keep the beat.
Yeah, so that's part of it. I'd be upstairs. Just banging on stuff. And then eventually, athletics kind of took me away from instruments, and I wrote for a long time. But then I went to playing football, and I'd have pads, and I'd be banging on the pads and rapping. And our linebackers were all Polynesian, like Samoans and Tongans from the islands. So after practice, we'd be tired, sweat, they pull out a ukulele, and they just start to... And it was like, yeah, that's cool, but there's a part where they go like, and I'm like, do the chunk together.
Yeah.
And when they start to chunk, I hear the beat. And I was like, oh, so I start rapping while we're doing it. We have a fun time, but I rap so much that they'd be like, all right, Austin, I'm done. You got to learn to play or get your own. You got to figure it out. So I asked my dad if I could go down the street to this place called B Street Music Store. And I bought an ukulele for $45. I only had $35. I had to ask him for the extra $10. He was like, if you're serious, yeah, I'll give you $10 if you're to pay for the rest of it. I came home, I had the ukulele, I was so excited. And my sister was like, what you gonna do with that? I was like, oh, I'm gonna rap and I'm gonna do poetry and I'm gonna tell stories on it. It's gonna be magnificent. She was like, I thought it was dumb. I'm
so,
like, oh.
So how often do you just like call her up and like point to your awards?
I definitely had a moment where I let her know. I was like, does it still sound up? But that was also because in the beginning, her room was right next to mine. She could hear me. And I sucked.
Yeah,
I was horrible
in
the beginning.
At the very
beginning, I was like, even that was good. Like, that was like,
yeah.
It was all so bad. But the way that I actually ended up getting so good, I just keep practicing every single day. And I start to go on this train in the Bay Area. They got the BART train. So when I travel places, I get on the BART train, and I would look at people, and they come so angry on the BART train. Sit down. I would just be like the weird guy on the train. I would just start. And I would watch people, and they'd have this angry face, and they'd fall asleep. And that angry face would start to loosen up a little bit. Next thing you know, they're in a deep sleep. And then when their train stop would come, they'd walk out and they'd be like, oh man, thank you so much for playing. And I was like, okay, when I'm able to do that, I'm starting to get pretty good. If I went from people to saying, please stop.
So thank you for doing that.
Thank you for playing. I was like, okay. And that's kind of how it let me connect. What I love about the ukulele is it's such a symbol of peace because it's so small, so innocent, and so mobile. Mm-hmm. And I know this is probably like, I mean, it's Black History Month, so I'll talk about it. For me, when I play the ukulele, it's cool because sometimes people don't even think it's mine.
Yeah.
But also, in a very weird way, it disarms people from sometimes being intimidated by my blackness because they're so intrigued by just saying, wait, an ukulele, but you're black. So that confusion for the half the time, by the time they figure out what's going on, I'm playing.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's also been able to get me into a lot of spaces, but I think it's also been allowed some people who have certain perspectives on blackness or fear of blackness or what they assume, because I rap on here. So you might assume like, oh, you're going to be doing some Jay-Z rapping about Drake, Lil Wayne and stuff. It's like, no, I'm still technically rapping, but it's on the ukulele, so it has a different essence to it. So after a while, I was like, no, I actually feel like this instrument chose me. And I chose it because a full-on guitar is a lot to keep lugging around everywhere we can. And I see people busking stuff, but it's still a lot.
Yeah,
it's still kind of loud.
Well, you're trying to busk with like a drum kit. That's
that's all so much too.
Yeah.
And I started really playing because I couldn't afford all the equipment you needed to produce. So I was still making beats and stuff for like Fruity Loops and stuff, but I didn't have all the equipment. I was like, oh, I want to be able to perform and travel. Something like this.
Yeah.
I could just get up and go and I can, you know, the world is completely open to me. Because the way I play, I can... So I can bring that percussion and that melody, and it sounds full. But if I'm in a place where I can't play that loud, I could always just... I could be waiting for a meeting or in a meeting, but I'm playing so lightly, it doesn't really bother anybody. And I don't find there's a lot of instruments that you can do that are mobile. So that's why and how the ukulele chose me. I'm glad that it did. It's like my Thor's hammer.
So when then you did eventually?
Oh no, this is the part. Okay, so this is how we're gonna. But this is the moment where we would start to insert a song. So if we did insert a song.
Okay, there we go. There we
go. The first song that I said we should insert. Yeah. What's the first song? I said we do Soldier Healing and start like this.
My name is Austin, I'm lost in the moment. Could you keep a promise? If I told you everything that I wanted, would you be encouraged? Cali, Colombia taught me some courage. Beans in my porridge. Give me a rhythm, the ook on the chorus, Shake it, shake it, shake it off, 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 This is healing for your soul, This is healing for your soul, Rocka, 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 This is healing for your soul, This is healing for your soul, Rocka, 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 It's a roar from a lion. My day is tired of crying. Now we be flying. Check all the hope I'm supplying. Lady, wash all over you like an island, Like an island, We gon' make it through the violence. We was meant to fly the highest. We don't die, we multiply, This is healing for the soldiers who be dancing in the war, They know that we fly, yeah, yeah. We make our greatness to fly. They know that we thrive, yeah, yeah. Body and spirit and mind, they gonna vibrate high, yeah, yeah. This feeling is great and it's mine. This feeling is great and it's mine, yeah, yeah. This feeling is great and it's mine. They didn't know that we fly, yeah, yeah. Body and spirit and mind, they gonna vibrate high, yeah, yeah. We make our greatness to fly. They didn't know that we thrive, yeah, yeah. Shake out the wings and the spine. They didn't know that we fly. I'm lost in the moment. Could you keep a promise? If I told you everything that I wanted, would you be encouraged? Cali, Colombia taught me some courage. Using my porridge. Give me a rhythm, no uka, no chorus, yeah.
Yes, and this is how the ukulele chose.
Yeah, get a drink, get in there. Let me get some of this water, too.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be able to do music. It was so fun doing First Friday Art Trails.
Yeah.
They definitely snuck and let me on, and then I want you to know, from the Lubbock Community Theater Artist in Residency in the heart of me, thank you so much, Luca, for sliding me in there. I know you guys already had solidified slots, but we just asked them and contacted them. We're like, yo, Latin Grammy nominated for music. I'm in town. I could play as short as 10 minutes, but can I please play?
Mm-hmm.
And we're back. They gave you 25 minutes.
Yeah, I said, that's not bad. It's not bad.
I was prepared to do two and get my happy tail up out of that.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, no, 25. So the cool thing was, I think the people who went before me was, it was a young writer, young poet writers group of high school poets in Lubbock. And, you know, I used to do Brave New Voices, Youth Speaks poetry jam. I was actually... 2009, I was the World Indie Slam People's Champion on HBO for poetry.
Oh. So I heard about this one.
See the backstory, so that's why lyrics are so heavy to me, because I come from a spoken word background. But these kids are doing poems, they don't know I have all the backstory. I'm sitting there just listening, just playing my little ukulele under them. And then they're done. I'm like, oh my god, that weird black guy's so nice. He played the universe. and then they're done. And I was like, man, I wonder, is anybody going to stay for my set? No, they were done. Everybody left the room. So it's completely empty. It's completely empty. We're in the graffiti house. And then, you know, they're kind enough. They're like, you know, if you want, you can go ahead and you can just start now. No, it's early before your set, so you can start now. I'm like, man, it's like 40 minutes set now.
Yeah.
I was like, if the time's good, let's do it. Sound check opened up, and I just start doing Fire Squad. Nip said it first, this a marathon, and I'll be running laps with my squadron. You don't know your peoples, you ain't mobbing on. Grateful with the Thanksgiving, get our gobble on. And I teach the audience the chorus. It's like, shout out to the team, shout out to the squad, shout out to the gang, shout out to the mob, okay?
Say shout out to the team,
shout out to the squad.
Said it first, this a marathon, and I be running laps with my squadron. We don't know your peoples, you ain't mobbing on. Grateful with the Thanksgiving, get our gobble along. Shout out to the team, shout out to the squad, shout out to the gang, shout out to the mob, okay. Shout out to the team, shout out to the squad, shout out to the gang, shout out to the mob, okay. My name is Austin, but I ain't from Austin.
went to school in Tennessee, that's why I'm gangsta walking. Born in California, let me warn ya, I be bossing. Collect my Bill Russell like I play for Boston. This a praise break, God is freaking awesome. And when we get to talking, it solve all of my problem. Every time I throw a prayer, oh, he always answer when I'm calling, saying Austin, Austin, awesome, you on fire like.
We on fire, fire.
Shout out to the team, shout out to the squad, shout out to the gang, shout out to the mob, shout out to the team, shout out to the squad, shout out to the gang, shout out to the mob, shout out to the team, shout out to the squad, shout out to the gang, shout out to the mob, baby. Like a floppy disk, and if they get the meow, then we gon' upgrade the pussycat. That's my feline, and she feed my lion. But if she gets a lion, it's out sync. Bye 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 bye. Yeah. It's Gucci Hammond, Jesus be a fence. Why my money stacking? Yo, it's the revolution, call me Fred Hampton. Who want the smoke? Cause I will unleash the Kraken. You's a rookie. I'm on all Madden, and if they Madden, then get to snapping. I ain't snapping, chatting, I'm just rapping, acting, trapping, avoid the chitter, chatter, blabbing, coronavirus, have me planning, take over the planet.
Ooh, I'm on fire, fire, fire. Ooh, I'm on fire, fire, fire.
Shout out to the team, shout out to the squad, shout out to the gang, shout out to the mob. Shout out to the team, shout out to the squad, shout out to the gang, shout out to the mob, OB.
Flying high, you know.
And it's funny because you're hearing like even like these really really old white ladies in the front saying shout out to the gang, and I love it. So then you see like these really young Latin Hispanic kids, so I'm like shout out to the mob. But it was cool because the room was empty. I start playing that, the speakers are out there, and people started coming in, peeking their head, and I'm like playing like come on in, come on in, come on in. So people started coming in. By the time I'm doing the chorus again, the room is already full. It didn't even take a full song to fill up the entire graffiti house. So I'm going back like, shout out to the team, shout out to the squad. They're saying, shout out to the guy, shout out to the mom. I was like, oh man, this is awesome. And I was done. They started clapping. And I also had the flyers for Island Trap. I was like, oh, get your shout out to the... So people who've been able to leave, they're taking the flyer. They're heading out. So I was just like, oh man, it was cool playing at the graffiti house. That went really well. And then I went into a song called You Are. It's one of the first songs, it's the third song on my first album. And that one has a call and response part too, because it goes like a, what is it going to be? Never, ever, ever, ever seen a girl like, I never, ever, ever, ever seen a girl like, I never, ever, ever, ever seen a girl like, I never, ever, ever, ever seen a girl like, I never, ever, ever, ever seen a girl like you. And so all the women in the room were kind of like, oh my gosh, she doesn't just like rap gangs the whole time. This is nice. And they had a good time. You Are sounds a little something like this. Woo.
Baby, we should go outside. Can I just spend some time? Frequency, I feel your vibe. Can I just spend the night? Baby, we should go outside. Can I just spend some time? Frequency, I feel your vibe. Vibe, cause you are.
Never, never, never been a girl.
Never, never,
never been a girl. Never, never, never been a girl.
Vibe, cause you are.
Never, never, never been a girl.
Never, never
been a girl.
you a murderer, a walking crime scene. You a naughty girl with angel wings, melt in my mouth, Krispy Kreme. But you more clean like a vegetarian. I'm an animal, be my veterinarian. I'm a soldier, baby, veteran. You can be my Wendy, I'll be your Peter Pan. We should go on a vacation, we should go on a vacation. Use more than imagination, use more than imagination. Baby, we should go outside, can I just spend some time? Frequency, I feel your vibe, can I just spend the night? Baby, we should go outside, can I just spend some time? Frequency, I feel your vibe, vibe, cause you are.
Never, never, never been that girl.
Never, never.
Kingdom to my kingdom knight, a smart girl that go dumb, that's wifey. Got a booty with ambition and smiling. You're my quarantine partner for the virus. Co-pilot, double-sided, non-violent. You the writer, champagne and apple cider. I'm your Amy Ryder, who get you excited? Go ahead and scream, I like your excitement. Can we go outside and shake it for your masters? Shake it cause you thick as hell and you got your bachelor's. Two times, three times, just for Dr. Ashford. Four times, five times, shake a little faster.
I'm really proud of you, I see you doing your thing.
Baby, we should go outside, can I just spend some time? Frequency, I feel your vibe, can I just spend the night? Baby, we should go outside, can I just spend some time? Frequency, I feel your vibe, vibe.
To be able to jam in the room and do music, and I don't want to say like I don't like doing plays, I love doing plays, but when you're able to just do music in a concert, it's different than the full-on play. I feel like you're typically really prepared to go to a play.
Yeah,
like you walk in, you get the ticket, there's the lobby, you get your snacks, you get your cheese, you get your wine, you sit down, it's dark in there, they got the pre-show music, you're looking at the set, you're looking at the pamphlet, the show's about to start, turn off your phone, curtain speech, play. I've only said that because I've done plays sometimes.
Yeah.
But when it's a concert, you can just kind of hear somebody going... You could be in a hoodie eating a hot dog, and you're like, I'm going over there. So that was cool just to see some people just like walk up. I was a little nervous beginning because I was like, oh man, nobody knows here. I didn't really promote it like that. But I was like, dang, the beautiful thing about music compared to theater is you can just hear somebody coming in, you can listen for as long as you can, then you go ahead and head out. So that was really, really cool. And then after I was done with that, I got to play with Joy Harris in the same night.
Yeah.
So I'm done with that set, grab all my stuff. We go down the street to Rock Paper Shears, which is a really nice venue. I was actually really surprised about it. And Joy Harris split up the set with me. Shout out to Joy Harris, one of the best bass players you're going to find on this side of the Mason-Dixon line. No lie.
We shot a music video for her last spring.
The black and white one.
Yeah, for Fade, for her song Fade. Daniel and I went up to Luca and shot a music video for her, and it was she, like you said, she's an incredibly just personable, bright, light filled human being, but she's also just an incredible talent.
I'm talking about anything. Joy's played on all three of my albums, and the third one's not even out yet.
Oh, when does the third one come out?
Juneteenth this year.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, this is the first like out loud announcement I've said to anybody.
Oh, is it?
Everything else was just kind of talked, but now that everything's good, like I finally got like the cover good, the track listing good, we're getting ready for the rollout. It is nice to say during Black History Month that Juneteenth, on June 19th, 2023, I'm releasing my third album. So make sure you get it. It's going to be on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Tidal, Amazon Music, Pigeon, Squirrel, Groundhog, anywhere where you can listen to the tunes. Please check that out. But before we get there, I want to talk about the first album.
I was going to say, let's talk about the music they can hear now.
Right now, one of the first, what was it? How did it go? First song, Sophista Ratchet. Well, actually, no. So, Sophista Ratchet was first sort of projects. The first song I put out was actually GED to my MFA. GED to my MFA. I finished my MFA from University of Arkansas. After being a high school dropout, getting a GED, I made so much music, but I never had any solo songs out. So, GED to my MFA was the first song that I put out. Just to say, I gotta kind of have music out in the world. I'm so happy I'm done with school. I feel like I couldn't do music because of school, so I'm putting out this song.
GED to my MFA, GED to my MFA, GED to my MFA, GED to my, this my GED to my MFA, GED to my MFA, GED to my MFA, GED to my, this my GED to my MFA. In 08 I didn't graduate, mama said I didn't walk the stage, left my dad but I brought him shame. Story started as a tragic day, but we gonna celebrate on Saturday. Better days, better things, better pay, better prayers and better dreams. They don't know why I feel this way, yay, destrier from the yay, but I'm known from across the state. GED to my MFA, from Arkansas to the Golden State. May 11th when I graduate, I was new and I changed the place. They don't see a black man the same. Independent and I made a lane, and I did it without a chain. While in college I great debate, off Broadway my solo play. GED to my MFA, 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 GED to my this a real celebration, baby Austin graduating, educating education, mass murder limitations, from the attic to the basement, free my mind from the enslavement, you can't really tell me Nathan, you can't really tell me Nathan, life is really what you make it, back home, getting famous, my attention never changes, dominate the minors, now it's the majors, black Neo and I'm owning the matrix, I'm not from here but I feel like a native, 21 rings cause I'm persuasive, and I got more talent than your whole favorite, and I got more talent than your whole favorite, let me work it, work it, I like the better, I like the better. GED to my MFA, 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 GED to my who is scared of the pain? Fear is not in my name. Look at how far I came. Obsessed, I'm insane. Cold like I'm Jermaine. Own the game, LeBron James. And I be a King James. Jesus Christ, holy praise. Never scared, not today. Papa said, that's not, that's not. How we operate, write it down, put it on the page. Might lose it all, but not my strength. Might lose it all, but not my faith. So let me say, so let me say. GED to my MFA, 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 GED to my. Spent my birthday in New Zealand and performed 6 weekends. MFA, check my thesis. I made this track for my niggas. You know I got you and you got Jesus. I'm talking gold for the non-believers. I'm talking goals for the big achievers. You know I got you, you know I need you. I know I sound arrogant, but I work for this. With no inheritance, check my certificate. I know I sound arrogant, but I work for this. With no inheritance, check my certificate. It's my GED to my MFA, 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 GED to my GED to my GED to my MFA, GED to my MFA.
And then right after that song, the next year is when the project started coming out. No, the single Sophista Ratchet came out, which was on the project Sophista Ratchet, which is the first album. I had 7 songs. I had Sophista Ratchet. I have Spirit. Woo! And that song takes me else is on there? You Are. What else is on there? Hero. And Hero is also an island trap. What else is in there? King of the Renaissance. What else is on there? I'm doing this off the top of my head. Thrive is on there. And I think we end it with Fire Squad. Those are the seven songs. And they're so... Yo, that first project went so well because I was on this app called Clubhouse, Jeff.
Oh, I remember
Clubhouse. You remember Clubhouse? Did you get on Clubhouse?
I
did you have a username?
No, I didn't ever.
You never got on Clubhouse?
No, I was like aware of it and I knew of its existence. I had friends who were on it. Like I was.
Yeah, do you feel like a cool person who would have been on there?
I was a person who probably should have been on there, but I never did actually get on.
Yeah, there were so many dope people to meet around the world when Clubhouse was hot. Look, I can't wait for this clip to get out because I'm going to show my friends. Clubhouse was so awesome during the pandemic. It was so awesome because other social media, you have to get dressed. Clubhouse?
Yeah.
I know, I would be butt naked with my ukulele. Log in, log off. You can't see me.
Right, yeah.
And it was so great because I got to meet people around the world. I did my first digital international tour on Clubhouse because on Clubhouse I met all these people from Japan, Bahamas, Kenya, Colombia, the UK, Germany. I literally did an international without even having to leave my room.
Yeah.
And it was my project drop, so like the album was going up, but then it was so good that I went on a second tour for the first album, but then I did it half digital, half physical. So I went to 18 physical cities, but we turned on Clubhouse. So people could listen around the world. So though we only had like sometimes 50 to 60 people there, there'd be like 1,000, 2,000 people listening in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh man, I'm able to still be able to pull up this huge concert.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how I went on my first like physical and even digital tour with my first album, Sophisto Ratchet, was through Clubhouse. That's where my biggest following actually came through. I'd get on the application for hours and jump room to room. Like in real life, it was venue to venue.
Yeah,
sometimes I'd wait. Sometimes that I'd wait 4 or 5 hours in an audience line, wait till they call my name just so I can get in there and go, don't mess my spirit. And, but then when you're done, you'll be in a room for like 2,000 people. And like, oh, who are you? And people start following you. They start looking up your song. And I was like, oh. And this was affordable because trying to do stuff in venues like that in real life, you have to pay to register, gas, travel, you have the equipment.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it was so perfect there that when it's time to do the second album, I learned exactly what to do from the first album on how to, second album, Do Rags and Bonnets. Okay, I'm doing top of my head. Do Rags and Bonnets has This Is It. It has Gone. Soldier Healing. It has Free Lunch. It has Block Up. It has Never Lose Faith. And it ends with Sleep Angel. Look at that. I'm calling out the sequence of the album. That's how much time I spent with a lot of the songs.
Yeah.
The first album has Spirit music videos out. The You Are music video is out. Have some lyrical videos with Asante Wahooks. The second album, Do Rags and Bonnets, was designed by Jaron Merchant, a phenomenal artist. All the songs that were recorded at Amusement Park Studios with Scott Ferris during the pandemic. I would leave Raider Walk Apartments, come all the way down to Amusement Park Studio. We had like the mask and like the thing to make sure it was clean, and we knocked out all of the songs. So I recorded there. I did some editing and other things on production, but everything recorded on the first two albums and the new one coming out was recorded here in Lubbock, Texas.
Nice.
That feels like a major flex, Jay.
Yeah. I did not know that.
That's why people don't claim me for Lubbock. I'm like, no, I put in work like here in the city, and I give it like its honor, its praise.
Yeah.
So the cool thing about the second album, Do Rags and Bonnets, what song would I want us to insert from that project? Let's insert Free Lunch Here.
Started back in high school and I'm still grinding, cooking up my craft like crack all night, man. And I got that glow, I know I be
shining. I don't need a beat, my ukulele be vibing. I'm on my grind, man. Used to do open mics and now it's flights, man. Let me take a pic just to have a timestamp. Post online, rewind the time span. My time now, I ain't gotta wait later. My buzz big all summer like cicadas. Still collect cash, four ways, quad paper. That's my fault, plus I'm an earthquake, a motivator. Kick, push, grind like Lupe. Mr. Ray, whoop, and my loops get stupid. Still in grad school, but I write short movies and make the soundtrack, cause that's my duty. Yeah, it's been a minute since they heard me rap. I snap for all the squad that know me since I was kinda lost, but I had a gift. Now my confidence blend with discipline. My innocence switch with common sense. Third eye vision, optometrist. The pessimist had to die in the sky, but it's alright, I learned how to fly. Still Peter Pan, but my hook is inside. Rebirth knew me, he feels so alive. Clap for the man, nope, no suicide. Shout out to the source, of course, improvise. This is not a game, so don't run, don't hide. This is your guide on how to survive. From white guys in neckties that tell lies. From white guys in neckties that tell. Real soon they gon' call me Dr. Austin. Kill the negativity and put it in a coffin. Not a politician, but I can solve the problem. Raise out of pay and fix public housing. And I still got the bars, and I still serving God. Used to live in Arkansas, bounced back to maybe lost. Can't stand in my paws, too worried about the law. Short stick is your shawl, you're dysfunctional. Your bars can recall, chop down like a log. Chop, 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 chop. My mind is enthralled, the crowd is appalled. All homies applause, and I beat all the odds. And I put on the squad, they all got degrees, huh? We the one the race on, we the champions on. Used to eat the free lunch, now we eat what we want. And I moved on from the group, Black Panther without the suit. I'm salad and the soup, brain the mansion without the roof. I got closure when I learned the truth. Nobody loved you like you, so I let myself in, I grew. Talked about that to get removed. Young Austin 940 yet, clean money, no dirty ships. Degrees on me with a scholarship, my red and red tick, tick, tick like camel lips. I like to spit, karma flip so I get the win. My DNA sound like Eminem on a vitamin, fighting Spider-Man. This a ukulele, not a violin or a mandolin, so try again. My adrenaline be compiling, evidence that's Everson. Woo! Ukulele be vibing. Whoa, whoa.
Project was called Do Rags and Bonnets because I was like, man, we just need some radical rest. The pandemic was so much. I think the first time I made was Sophista Ratchet. The idea of I'm a PhD student, so I'm extremely sophisticated, but I still like Tupac and the Ying Yang Twins, Lil Jon and E-40. So I'm kind of ratchet at the same time, but I should be allowed to be both of those things within one person.
Yeah.
So came the idea of Sophista Ratchet. The second project, Do-Rags and Bonnets, I was like, man, I am exhausted from the COVID and the pandemic and grind culture. Mm. You know the grind culture on that? You gotta get it. Are you waking up? Did you have your coffee? Take over the world. Why aren't you on a run?
Yeah, no, I can make a whole rant about what's wrong with a society that bases its entire population's value on what it can produce. That's,
And it was killing me. And I was like, all right, let's put this one out. And it did really well. I didn't tour it, but I did have a crypto coin.
Oh.
And I had an NFT project. So I did my first NFT with the cryptocurrency that I own. So I learned so much on the admin side of what was it to have like a cryptocurrency. Granted, like, you know, crypto kind of went down. No offense to y'all, crypto kind of went down. But I learned so much from it that having a crypto coin, so having a currency and then using that currency to purchase something that's more than just one like time listing, but how can you make it a package? So like I had like a poster that went with it, like you got a do-rag, you got like a bonnet. It was like a whole experience. So like you got like discount tickets when I did go out and perform. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, so that was really cool with that one. But what a lot of people don't know, which is a cool secret that I'm unleashing for the third album, which is called Bougetto.
Kind of like Sophista Ratchet, it's kind of sophisticated. Yeah,
and it's also because it's the third act, because the first album is the music to the first act of a radio drama that I'm releasing.
Oh, fine.
The second album is for the second act and is the music.
Yeah.
And the third act that comes out goes with the third act of the story, and it all comes out on Juneteenth. So the third album and the audio drama called Sophista Ratchet come out the same day. And all
cool.
of the songs in the story are, I just wanted to make sure that the music can live outside the story. So I kind of use that as a secret, like, marketing ploy.
Yeah.
So then when the audio drama comes in, you're hearing the songs, and they're like, oh, I actually know that song, but this is where it fits in the story. So all that comes out on Juneteenth.
Nice.
And I have some fun news to, I just got kind of solidified today. I'm performing live in South by Southwest this year.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I collaborated with Diana Burco, how we got Latin Grammy nominated. I was on her album, Rio Bajo. She's performing at South by Southwest. They called me not too long ago. They're like, Austin, can you come by and perform with us and do the song Negra de Sul at like three different performances? And I was like, oh, I'm supposed to be recording music in Nashville. They're like, can you come early? So I'm cutting my Nashville music recording session in half, so I can go to South by Southwest and perform three times.
That's cool.
With a co-Latin Grammy nominee. I mean, it was her album. She let me on it, but hey. I was like, oh, man, and this is all for, like, music, including that we're doing this big birthday show in Lubbock.
Yeah.
On my birthday, March
22nd.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get all the music stuff out because there's so much to go in. Wait, okay, if I was to insert song right now, what insert song would I do? I did Fire Squad. You know what we should do? This is it. This is me beating up the hater in my head. My biggest obstacle is the enemy within. The op of Austin got me exhausting. The carbs I take in, so now I'm coughing. No joking. This is it. I gotta be legit. They weeding out the fakes with rakes, and I'm equipped to Uber any stage. If it needs a lift, I don't even got a car, but these bars take trips. You miss me? Up the hater in my head. My biggest obstacle is the enemy within. The op of Austin got me exhausting. The carbs I take in, so now I'm coughing. No joking, this is it. I gotta be legit. They weeding out the fakes with rakes and I'm equipped to Uber and stage. If it need a lift, I ain't even got a car, but these bars take trips. Yo, I might IG my seat on this plane just to show little bro he could go do the same. My auntie told me he need to fix his grades, but no comprendo if I don't do what I said. So this is it. I'm motivated and underrated, and now initiating all of the greatness I kept inside. This is it. No more contemplating, yo. I done put my grind in. This is transformation. Yeah.
One time like this, make it pop like this, make it knock like this, make it drop like this.
One time.
time to get my crunches right. Develop my core to explore dynamite. I've been underground, but no, I won't apologize. Focus on my goddess. I just seen Apollo cry. Made in God's image, but what kind of God am I? To criticize his lullabies. Oh no, we polarize, so Polaroid for genocide. Cause they tend to lie. Every time they want our pain, it can minimize. No clue they suicide until we ostracize. So I leveled up until I'm ostracized. Add another sentence and it's maximized. But no capital crime in Carol Sides. Liberian slaving, critics behaving adjacent to Trump's statements where hate men ain't no surprise. This is it, call the congregation, y'all. Stop hallucination, ooh, fix the situation. We making it save our lives. This is our chance, make a decision and show me a stance. I was listening, learning arts class, working my path, teaching my craft. Every new song is better than my last. This is it, moving at critical mass. And it be pivotal that I am lyrical. Most of y'all typical spitting out trash. Yo, this not subliminal, it's unconditional. You not original, pass like a give and go. Go like a merry go, trish in my winner, go under the mistletoe. Let it be a miracle. Who is habitual? Don't let the missile blow. Your Christmas go fake like criminals. This is the ritual, literal, liberal. Breaking it down on the way to the spiritual. I just want my residual, and they waiting for the visual. And this feeling is so biblical. Man, I gotta go.
So much fun hitting all of the stuff. Yeah, so I really hope anybody who's listening to this, and I'm saying this as an independent artist, I just had a really fun time getting to do the podcast called Raider Records they have at the Daily Torridor. And it was so cool there because students that are there on campus, like, we just want to highlight other people on campus, let them know that they make really cool stuff. And during the podcast, I was like, y'all want to play my music live on here? And he's like, I was like, it's okay if you guys tell me how you feel about it. Just like, listen, so I'm nervous. And he pulls up my Spotify right in front of me, but then a part of me relaxes. I was like, I got 9,000 lucky listeners. Pull it up.
Go ahead.
And so he pulled it up and he was like, all right, what song are we going to do? What song are we going to do? And I was looking at the top five there and I was like, do I want to start lighter and then go to the. And then I was like, no, forget it. Let's just do it. Let's go to Spirit. So he put on Spirit and all they hear is, don't mess with my spirit. You can touch my soul. You can touch my soul. And I seen them both looking at each other and they looked at me and I just looked straight. I was like this. And they play and they actually played the whole song through. Thank you for that. Matter of fact, you should listen to it too.
Don't mess with my spirit.
Don't mess with my spirit.
You can touch my soul. Nah.
You can touch my soul. Nah.
Say I was born to go and get it, get it.
I was born to go and get it, get it.
Say whoop, there it is. Yo.
Whoop, there it is. Yeah.
Don't mess with my spirit, yeah. You can't touch my soul, nah. I was born to go and get it. I was born to go and get it. There it is. Ooh, there it is, I think I found my mojo. Whoa, whoa, mojo, jojo.
Oh no, I'm about to let my soul glow. Eddie Murphy, I'm delirioso.
Step back, step back, step back. And miss me with your tie. No rat, no rat, no rat. I'm gonna live my life. No lie, no lie, no lie. My future extra bright. Big blast, I burn my life. Austin Dean and I'm on the track. Play the ook and yeah, I rap. I'ma stack my platinum plaque. I'ma stack my platinum plaque. My genre is island trap.
Don't mess with my spirit. You can't touch my soul. No. I was born to go and get it. Don't mess my spirit. You can't touch my.
don't mess with my melody. I get it, it's a lituation. But you can't touch my situation, cause I illuminate and illustrate. So don't debate on what you see. Wanna negotiate for a critic's sake? I be in a pipe, no Chamberlain. No, no chains on me. That chain gang gon' rip his spleen. Squad up, gotta guy up, so make noise and be unique. Never lack, bump that, my rap smack. And bat, when I slap back, ain't a cap, take the track. I'm in a lapse, new cats in a hat, get a snap back. When I yak, my bars trap. Kidnap, green stack, ooh, we can bring back, I need that.
Students who are telling me as a black student or a black history month, they're undergrads, I'm a graduate student, they're like, wow, we really appreciate your music. We didn't know that there were students on campus like here who are independent like this, who are making music that I would like. They're like, you know, even though like you're black, you have such a big Latin influence in your music. Mm-hmm. And that's why I talked to them. I was like, yeah, I love Afro-Latin people. I got to meet Afro-Latin people in Colombia, Afro-Latin people in Ecuador, and I didn't recognize, yo, there's so much connection. And also, I love Bad Bunny. And then I started laughing. I was like, no, like, I love that type of music. And I was like, look, necesito practicar español. But at the same time, even though I don't understand everything, I just love how it sounds and I love the culture in it. And a lot of my music is influenced by cumbia and salsa and reggae and ska and samba. All of those musical rhythms kind of come from Latin. So, like, they're, like, Latin. Like, they're non-black Latin, but they're looking at me like, oh, man, your music is, like, so connected. We don't know why we like it. And it's like, well, because I also like Bad Bunny, but a lot of the stuff that I learned in Colombia when I was doing a residency working with the U.S. Embassy, I had to learn different rhythms that I didn't typically have. Like, I remember the first time my friend from Venezuela, he was playing a string instrument, and he was like cinco, siete. I was like, 5'7"? Like, I know a 3'4" or a 4'4". But you want to play a 5'7"? I'm sitting here trying to get the countdown. I was like, shit. Because I know how to do like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, or like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like, you want me to go like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? And then you have the teacher like, no, it's like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, which is 5. I'm like, oh my God. But I'm learning these rhythms and now I start playing. I'm like, and I'm like, oh, I didn't have that in me before. Yeah. Beatboxing. I'm like, oh, we can put it all together. So I think the cool thing about that interview was like, oh, even though people may not like look similar, I just appreciate them highlighting me as a student, but they gave my music a listen, and when they did, they found something familiar. And I was like, oh, I think that's something that I would always want. Because even when I had to go, and this is like no disrespect to that, when they invite me to the graffiti house, and they show this in the email, like, this is a family-friendly show. You know, I was like, okay, I get it. Rap, hip-hop, you know, you're always worried, but, like, oh, yeah. Anybody who, like, knows me and listens, I don't really be saying anything out there out of pocket like that. But I also like how I could be an advocate for rap and letting people know there's a spectrum of it outside of what, like, people typically know. Because, like, man, I saw, like, a little kid in there. He couldn't be, like, more than, like, 5, 6 years old. He a little dancing around. But then at the same time, I see this super ugly woman, probably, like, 70, 80 years old. And she's screaming out, shout out to the gang! So I kind of like how it still kind of brings everybody together. I think another thing that I wanted to just make sure that I highlighted is I love how something that doesn't always happen with theater but does happen with music is music can be a universal language even when you don't speak the same language. And that's for listener and audience. I've definitely also been able to be fortunate enough to play for people who don't speak English, but they get the vibe.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I had to play in, what was it? Buenaventura, Colombia. And I am nervous. I have full rap verses.
Yeah.
But everybody, you know, speaking, but I get up there and I start rapping, and they're going crazier than the whole time.
Yeah.
So then after I'm just doing some call and response and they're jamming, I'm like, oh, a lot of this stuff is energetically felt. And
it makes sense, yeah.
You know, I'm like, so that's why I like Bad Bunny so much. I don't know, but I like the energy. So I just appreciate people letting me be able to play, to be able to share the energy. I feel like I have two different vibes. Like, even right now, I'm chilling with you. I have, like, this chill ukulele, like, we're kind of playing. Mm-hmm. But you might go to my Spotify, Apple Music, and you'd be like, oh, man, this is so... But I feel like there's two different art forms to being, like, a live acoustic playing and also being a studio recorded musical artist. And I just try to work on both at the same time.
Yeah.
I know I probably said like an entire mouthful.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. And but I think that's a good place for us to sign off. We've tell them real quick again. Remind them you've got your two albums out now. Sophista Ratchet and what was the second one?
Durags and Bass. So make sure you get Sophista Ratchet. That's on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. Look at the videos on YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube. Follow on Spotify. Hit the star button on Apple Music. I need that. Put me on some playlists. Put me on your personal playlist. Listen, if you're listening to this podcast, do me a favor. Listen to the first album, Sophista Ratchet. If you like some stuff, put it to your playlist. Write me and tell me what your favorite two songs were or why. Then, I want you to listen to Durags and Bonnets on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. Subscribe, hit the follows, and I want you to tell me your favorite two songs on why on both of those projects. And if you're not busy, please come see me play some music here in town in Lubbock. I guarantee you, as much as I need you to come see Island Trap happening in 2 weeks, make sure you see The Cake this weekend. But come by for a music show. It's absolutely awesome. It's a little different. I get to have a little bit more anecdotes, and I get to jam a lot harder with the music. And sometimes you even get to hear me play with another musician.
Mm-hmm.
So please, Sophista Ratchet soundtrack, Durags and Bonnets. Both of those albums are out right now. We got music videos out right now. And the new album comes out Juneteenth, 2023. And I'm going on tour.
Oh, right on, yeah.
And one of my tour stops is Lubbock.
Bam.
This summer.
Excellent. Do you have a date for that yet, or is that coming down the road?
That's coming down the road. It's looking like middle of July.
Right.
It's looking like middle of July. I'm doing a Texas run, so I'm hitting Houston, Austin, Waco, Dallas, Fort Worth, Lubbock, then I'm sending to California after coming from like Minneapolis.
Jeez. Well, when that starts getting closer, we will definitely hype that.
Yeah, hype it. Yo, thank you for having me on the podcast again. I hope you're having a good time listening. People, hit the star button. Hit the save button. Send this to somebody. This podcast is for you. I don't need you to take two. I don't need you to take three. I don't need you to take four. I need you to take five.
I'm learning how to
not you, Siri.
There we go. She does that sometimes.
She does that sometimes.
All right. There you've got it. So we're going to sign off for now. We'll be back with Austin next week to talk about Island Trap, because next week is opening week for Island Trap. Don't want to miss it. Like you said, catch The Cake this weekend. Catch Island Trap next weekend. Talk more about that next week. So until then, this has been Five Total Pieces.
Thank you, Five.
Five Tall Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater. Follow us on social media for all the latest goings-on at LCT. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. Additional music this week was provided by Austin Dean Ashford, featuring music from both of his first two albums, Sophista Ratchet and Durags and Bonnets. Be sure to follow Austin on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, wherever else you can find music. And as soon as it's available, be sure to pre-save the new album, releasing on Juneteenth, 2023. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in next time for all the latest goings on in the Lubbock theater scene and beyond. Come on.